first is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. Music you play, the good kind.
This tune is going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. Rock to Saturn. We sure hope the DJ is on board for some anti-gravity mixing.
We'll be right back. Radojli. It's time for Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on the mighty, mighty WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. It's radio for the rest of us, and we are streaming worldwide on the web at www.wrir.org, and that simply means you can listen to us anywhere there's a broadband connection on the internet, or you can listen to us here in Richmond, Virginia, USA, on good old 97.3 on your FM band. And Global Agogo has been underwritten since its inception by the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. The Modlin Center presents music, theater, dance, and visual arts. The 2010-11 season will include performances by pipa player Wu Man, Cuban music sensation Tiempo Libre, and Brazilian percussionist Ciro Baptista, among many others. The complete season will be announced June 1st at modlin.richmond.edu. And WRIR's Spring 2010 Fun Drive has ended. So how did we do? Well, over $30,000 was donated by over 400 people. And to be a little more precise, 435 people donated just a hair shy of $31,000. In fact, we're less than $100 under $31,000. When you donated, you sent a message that you appreciate the countless hours that our volunteers spend at the station. You appreciate our programs. You want Richmond to have an independent radio station that broadcasts news, views, and music not heard anywhere else on the radio dial. Now, if you missed out and maybe you want to be the person that actually puts us over $31,000, you can still donate online at WRIR.org. We're going to continue to count any donations we receive through Sunday against our fund drive totals. And here's to another year of great independent radio on WRIRLP 97.3 FM. It's radio brought to you by you, the people. And welcome to Global Agogo. I don't know, is May 14th the official beginning of summer in Richmond? It seems like all of a sudden, not just the weather, but just people are more laid back. It's quieter. School being out, that has something to do with it. But just in general, man, it just seemed like summer just hit this week. Anyway, we've got a lot of great music for you today. We've received a whole bunch of reissues here in the station in the last few weeks. I'm going to be getting to a number of those during today's program from all over the world. We've got music from Iran on today's show. We're going to have music from Nubia. We're going to have music from West Africa. No big surprise there on this program. But let's get started off with something that's not terribly old. One of my favorite records. I think this is my number one record of the year, 2008. Venus on Earth by Dengue Fever. And this song is called Seeing Hands, right here on Global Agogo.
Hi, my name is Tommy Moll. I'm a singer from Dengue Fever. You're listening to WRIR 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio.
شب تو را در خوابینو به دریا نقشت مهتابینو دوباره بینومت خندون میایی دوباره سینه رو بیتابی اگه یک شب تو برگردی دوباره به گیسویت بیم شروم ستاره نمیدونی مگه این آزنینو دلم هر روز و شب داره انتظاره یا بار سفر بندیم از این دشت زمستون باز توی این لونه برگشت بیا تا قصه ها گویم برایت که دارونه جدایی دیر بگذر گل ناز منی داغه نبینو گل عمر منو باد خزون بود گل ناز منی داغه نبینو بیا بار سفر بندیم از این دشت زمستون باز توی این لونه برگشت بیا تا قصه ها تویون برایت چه دارونه جدایی دیر بکر گل ناز منی داغه دبینو گل عمر منو باد خزون بود گل ناز منی داغه دبینو بیا بار سفر بندیم از این دشت زمستون با توی این لونه برگشت بیا تا قصه ها گویم برایت که دارون جدایی دیوازد
Okay, I think that's a first for Global Agogo. I don't think I've ever played music from Iran on this program before, and I certainly never played funk from Iran. That is Mohammed Nouri, recorded in... I'm not sure exactly when it was recorded, because that's part of the problem. This music has become has been made so obscure by the changes, all of the dramatic changes that have happened in Iran since the... 1970s when this was probably recorded, that even the recording dates for these sessions are pretty much lost to knowledge. Mohammed Nouri, that song is called Bia Bar A Safar Bandim, and that is on a brand new record from the folks at Finders Keepers and B Music, who refer to themselves as the Accidental World Music Label, because what they're really interested in is in finding obscure and interesting recordings, many of which just happen to be from a variety of different countries. And this one is called Pomegranates, Persian Pop, Funk, Folk, and Psych of the 1960s and 70s. It doesn't get a lot more obscure than that, folks. It's a really good record, really interesting. And one of the things I had never thought about and realized after listening to it is that a big influence on the music, pop music of Iran of that era was Bollywood, without a doubt. Bollywood and Egyptian film music, they were kind of like the two poles of... you know, second-world popular music in the 60s and 70s, countries that had big film industries and so had the budgets for significant production values and things like that. So you definitely heard those influences on that song, along with some good old-fashioned American R&B from Mohammed Nouri. Before that, we were in Pakistan. This was in 1977, and Mohammed Ashraf, featuring the vocals of Nahid Akhtar and the song Dilba, Dil Bara. That's from another Finders Keepers B Music project that came out last year called The Sound of Wonder, music from the Pakistani film industry, much smaller and less well-known than the Indian industry. Before that, we did hear some Bollywood music from the year 1971, Dum Maro Dum Mit Jai Gam by R.D. Burman, featuring his wife, the legendary Bollywood playback singer Asha Bhosle. And that was in the movie Hare Krishna, Hari Ram from 1971. And we started off with Dengue Fever from right here in the U.S. of A. Of course, their vocalist Chom Nimol is a native of Cambodia. And Cambodian rock of the 60s, a big influence on that band. Seeing Hands from their album Venus on Earth. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove. Right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Phone number here in the studio is 804-649-9737, so give me a ring up if you would like to. Or you can send me an email at globalagogoradio@gmail.com. And WRIR thanks founding underwriter Exile, an independent locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for 23 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, Manic Panic, and special effects hair color. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. And again, we want to say thank you to the over 400 people who donated during our Spring 2010 Fun Drive. If you have not picked up your premiums, and there's a bunch of you, you can come to the studio this afternoon from now through 7 p.m. We have office hours for you to pick up your premiums. Also, pick up a free CD when you pick up in person. We are located at 1621B West Broad Street on the second floor. And if you have missed out on the Fun Drive, which I can't believe that you could possibly have done, you could still donate online if you like at www.wrir.org. And here's to another year of great independent radio on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, your community radio station. Also want to let you know that heart disease is the leading cause of death of African Americans, and research shows that for some, the killer got in through the kitchen. Hear the talk, The Plate of Black America, the secret relationship between food and disease. Attendees will learn how diet may be the primary cause of many health disparities in the Black community. The event will start at 4:30 p.m. on Saturday, May 15th, that's tomorrow, and it's free to the public. The Richmond Noir Market opens from 12 noon to 6:30 p.m. every Saturday at 2022 Sled Street off Chamberlain Avenue, right beside the Military Retirees Club in Richmond's North Side. For more details, please visit happilynaturalday.com. And that's a public service announcement of WRIR. You can send us your PSAs at psa@wrir.org, free of charge to any nonprofit organization. Okay, let's move into our next set here on Global Agogo. And I just mentioned something about the Richmond Noir Market, and rarely does your PSA segue with the music that you're going to play quite so neatly as this, because another one of the new reissue CDs that we just received here at the station in the last few weeks is this one from Piranha Records called Egypt Noir, Nubian Soul Treasures. This is a reissue of various songs that Piranha, which is a great German record label, have put out over the years of music from Nubia, which is, for those that don't know, a region of Africa that encompasses what's now parts of southern Egypt and northern Sudan along the Nile River. And much of this region actually is not land, not terra firma anymore, because it's been flooded due to the mega damming projects of the Nile River. So there's a lot of Nubian expats, Nubian refugees, many of whom are in Cairo, one of the largest cities in the world. And there's a musician who lived in Cairo, passed away in 2001, who was referred to as the captain of Nubian music. His name is Ali Hassan Kuban. And in this next set, you're going to hear four songs from Ali Hassan Kuban, two of them from this new Egypt Noir collection. And including this one, this song is called Gamal, or I think that means camel driver. And it's Ali Hassan Kuban with a guest vocal from Salwa Abu Graysha. This is recorded in the year of his death, 2001, the music of Ali Hassan Kuban, the captain of Nubian music. And if you are not dancing to this, you are yourself are probably dead. Awesome stuff. Check it out.
يا جمال يا ليلى يا لو ألقاك جنبي أحس بقلبي طاير لو ألقاك جنبي أحس بقلبي طاير سكر 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 رمش عيونك يا سمر أحلى من العسل أحلى من العسل سكر 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 رمش عيونك يا سمر أحلى من العسل سكر 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 رمش عيونك يا سمر أحلى من العسل أحلى من العسل نظرت عيونك جننت القلوب والبسمة بشفايفك بيدوبني دوب من نظرت عيونك جننت القلوب والبسمة بشفايفك بيدوبني دوب بنظرت عيونك جننت القلوب والبسمة بشفايفك بيدوبني دوب أنا من حبك أنت ما قادر أدوب أنا من حبك أنت ما قادر أدوب سكر 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 رمش عيونك يا سمر أحلى من العسل أحلى من العسل سكر 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 رمش عيونك يا نظرت عيونك جننت القلوب والبسمة بشفايفك بيدوبني دوب بنظرت عيونك جننت القلوب والبسمة بشفايفك بيدوبني دوب بنظرت عيونك جننت القلوب والبسمة بشفايفك بيدوبني دوب أنا من حبك أنت ما قادر أتوب أنا من حبك أنت ما قادر أتوب سكر 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 رمش عيونك يا سمر أحلى من العسل أحلى من العسل سكر 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 سكر
probably Ali Hassan Kuban's most famous song, Sukar, 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 or Sugar, 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 not to be confused with the song by the Archies, by any stretch of the imagination. From the album From Nubia to Cairo, which came out in the U.S. in 1991. So he was one of those kind of early wave of African so-called world music artists that got released in the West in the 80s and early 90s. And guy's awesome. I just love his music. Before that, Ali Hassan Kuban and Salwa Abu Graisha and the song Gamal. And that's from this brand new release from Piranha Records, reissue release, called Egypt Noir Nubian Soul Treasures. Just a quick story here, and we'll play a couple more songs from Ali Hassan. One of the fun things about being a devotee of music of the world is it gives you something to talk to taxi drivers all over America about. And back when I used to travel a lot for business, I was on a business trip. I think it was in Charlotte, North Carolina, if I remember correctly. And for some reason, I think maybe because he had a flag up, a Nubian flag up in his cab, I started talking to the cab driver and asked him if he knew, mentioned that I was familiar with the music of Ali Hassan Kuban. And he said, yes, he's my uncle. So that was a really great cab ride. All right, let's listen to some more music from Ali Hassan, the captain of Nubian music. Remember, they're right on the Nile, so the aquatic metaphor is quite apt. This is called Beti Togor Agil, and again, this is from the new Piranha reissue, Egypt Noir. Check it out.
Defenders Live, making the political tangible and the activism viable. This is Anna Edwards, your host for Defenders Live, Mondays at noon on WRIR, 97.3 low power FM radio, and live streamed at WRIR.org. Join us as the struggle is creative and we want you to keep it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, the music of Ali Hassan Kuban from Nubia, Egypt. Now, that song is called Al Samra Helwa from his album Nubian Magic from 1995. And before that, Bitatogor Agil. That's one of the funkiest songs in the history of the universe. And he recorded that in 1994, and that is one of the tracks on this new reissue from Piranha Records out of Germany called Egypt Noir Nubian Soul Treasures. I got a call from DJ Greybeard, who is the host of The Other Black Music on Sundays at 3 p.m. and co-host of The Motherland Influence Sundays at 5 p.m. And he said, I'm glad to know the title of that song because I've got a remix of it, and I never knew what it was actually called, but it's a great song. And so I'm happy to provide that information. Actually, I just heard it for the first time myself this week. I would like to hear the remix, so maybe he'll play both of them for us on his shows this week. And you are listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on Le Tout Puissant, WRIRLP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. It's radio for the rest of us. And we're streaming worldwide on the web at www.wrir.org. Have a lot of online listeners today. I wasn't necessarily expecting that. On these days that feel like holidays, you generally have fewer. But welcome to all of those folks listening on the internet or on the radio. And I just want to let you all know that if you want to know more information than what I'm saying about the music that I'm playing on the show, you can find my complete track list on the website. List of all the songs and albums they're from and all of that kind of stuff. Some descriptive information as well. There's also a nice picture of Ali Hassan Kuban up there as well. That is WRIR.org. Just find the story on there that says Global Agogo. And if you click where it says Read More, you will see the track list, which I'll be continuing to build as the program goes along. And Global Agogo is sponsored in part by the generous founding underwriting support of the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. The Modlin Center presents music, theater, dance, and visual arts. The 2010-11 season will include performances by acclaimed Irish ensemble Danu, the Japanese taiko drumming ensemble Kodo, and guitar duo Sergio and Odair Assad. The complete season will be announced June 1st at modlin.richmond.edu. And WRIR wants to say a big thank you to our generous underwriters. We encourage you to say your own thanks as well to our underwriters, because without underwriting support, despite the great results from our fund drives, without underwriting support, this fantastic radio station could not exist. If you or your organization would like to know more about getting the word out, about what you offer, about a special event, a project, or just to let folks know of your love of WRIR, then you can contact our underwriting manager, Alyssa Solomon, by email at underwriting@wrir.org and by phone at 804-557-3798. And let's continue with some older music on today's show, and we're going to go back in time to what's sometimes called the golden era of West African music, the period when many of these countries were first becoming independent. Optimism was at an all-time high, and there were unique opportunities for the newly independent governments to actually underwrite the work of artists, which was very important in developing Africa, still is, because it's expensive to be a musician. For example, instruments are outside of the affordability of probably the large majority of Africans even still today. So, you know, certainly the kinds of modern instruments like electric guitars and things like that. And so here's a band that had a very close collaboration with its national government, Bembeya Jazz National from the little country of Guinea-Conakry. And it was one of the all-time great West African bands. This is from 1974, and one of their classic recordings. This is called Musogbe, right here on Global Agogo. Thank you.
Idi mere fem fem ma wakono, alusi di ni musofin ακόμα φίδι φίδι που σε κοκόλα φύσαν αργίνε το μαστρέλα παλεφεβε ουέλαν κανιμπαρα ουακάντο τον κουρούνι σάρα μαϊβά σε κοβανίνε να για του νιαφόνι πινιέω αφόμπαν κανιμόλου φόμπαν κανιμόλου αφόμπαν κανιμόλου
Jonas Pedro from Benin, who later became most well-known as one of the singers in the African salsa band Africando. That recording, believe it or not, goes all the way back to 1966, incredibly progressive piece of music for that year. Djé Von O Von Non, and that was reissued on great compilation from Analog Africa Records called Legends of Benin. And before that, Bembeya Jazz National and Musogbi. And you can find that one on the what I think is the quintessential Bembeya Jazz compilation. It's called The Silophone Years, and it's from Stern's Africa Records. You're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. And let's keep going with more of this golden age of West Africa music. This one is from another one of these new reissues that we've just received here at WRIR recently, from Silart Discograph Records in France, part of their African Pearls series, which there may be like 10 volumes of this by now, and they're all two CD sets. Each one focuses on a different country and a different time period. This one was their first effort on the country of Côte d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast. It's called Côte d'Ivoire West African Crossroads, which it certainly is, because Abidjan, the capital of Côte d'Ivoire, was like the recording center of the West African music industry for many years, and artists from all over the region would come there, would record there. They would also relocate there because they just had the best music environment and just stayed and played in Abidjan, where the gigs were good, the money was good. There was a great audience there. And here's an artist who was from Côte d'Ivoire, from the countryside, made his way into the big city, and brought with him the local rhythm from, I guess it's one of the northern ethnic groups from Côte d'Ivoire near the Senegal border. His name is Ernesto JJ. And the style of music he called Ziglibithi, and this stuff was really, really popular all over French-speaking West Africa, the late 70s and early 80s. He is not one of the guys who became well-known when African music crossed over to the international audience. And main reason for that is that he died mysteriously in 1983, some say from an untreated ulcer, some say because he was poisoned. But he made some fantastic records, and here's a song of his that I heard for the first time on this compilation, the Côte d'Ivoire compilation from African Pearls. This is called Bilwana, and this just blew me away. I love this. It's got a really long intro, and then it's going to get into something that is going to totally surprise you. Ernesto JJ, right here on Global Agogo.
Aisha, Ernesto, Zita,
Gregio,
Aisha. Gueso,
Wasaba,
Amrio,
Elagi, Amele, Rosba,
Gekio,
Lepati, Yasen, Santa,
Amrio,
Perpetu, Stanislas, Luga,
Gekio,
Wegipen, Valen, Abadi,
Amrio,
Gentil. Ta si m'en est pas gentil. Natima n'est pas gentil. Natima n'est pas gentil. Natima n'est pas gentil.
Soyez gentil. Ah, soyez gentil. Soyez gentil.
That was a huge hit in West Africa in the year 1978. Amadou Balake from Burkina Faso and Taxi Men. And he recorded that in Abidjan, and he's singing about a particular taxi driver that he had a ride from in Abidjan once upon a time. And I'm sure that guy really regretted all of the bad things that he did and said that are recounted in that song, because millions of people got to hear all about it. The Taxi Man, he isn't very nice, is what they're singing. Amadou Balake, Taxi Man. And before that, we heard from Ernesto JJ from the year 1981, and Bilwana. In the chorus of that song, there's you can hear a lot of people's names being announced, name checks, if you will, and those are all some of the other popular artists in Côte d'Ivoire at the time of the recording. And that's from the African Pearls Côte d'Ivoire West African Crossroads reissue that just came out on Sill Art Records, and we're happy to have that, and thanks to our friends at Forced Exposure, who are the U.S. distributor for it. They just sent us like three of those African Pearls sets that are being distributed to radio right now, and you'll be hearing something from the other two on this program in the very near future. This program is called Global Agogo, and we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove right here on 97.3 FM WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, the Tower of Low Power. And you can also hear this program on CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia, KRFP in Moscow, Idaho. So a shout out to our friends and listeners in those locations as well. And the program is available as a podcast also. www.globalagogo.com is my website, and you can find links to download all of the podcasts, a copious amount of material to listen to there, along with show descriptions, track lists of all of the programs, all of that at www.globalagogo.com. And this program is supported by founding underwriter Sticky Rice, serving American and Pan-Asian entrees in a friendly, eclectic atmosphere. Sticky Rice is open for lunch and dinner daily, 11:30 a.m. until the wee hours, serving fresh sushi, noodles, sandwiches, and entrees in the fan at 2232 West Main Street. Across the street, Sticky to Go-Go offers a full to-go menu. Call 804-358-2633 or visit stickytogogo.com. And the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts announces new operating hours. The museum will be open daily following the grand opening, which just took place, and there will be extended gallery hours on Thursday evenings. Now that the museum has reopened officially May 1st, it is welcoming visitors every day from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., with extended gallery hours through 9 p.m. on Thursday evenings. And beginning July 1st, the museum will also be open on Friday evenings until 9 p.m., so you can check out this radio show and still have a couple of hours to walk around the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts afterwards. To find out more, you can check them out at www.vmfa.museum. And I've been playing a lot of older music on today's show. Let's move to something that is as new as tonight, because here's a band you can see here in Richmond tonight. The Funk Arc from Washington, D.C. are sharing a bill with Richmond's salsa machine, Bioritmo, at the Capitol L House. That show is happening this evening, as I said. And I've got a couple of songs from them that have been unreleased, and it's really good stuff. I was very impressed. So I'm going to play one of them right now to kick off this set, and the set is definitely going to wrap you up in a very funky way here for this program. Oh, and I should remind you that on this modern beat this evening, Christian is going to be missing the show, unfortunately, and Mike Kometic is going to be subbing for him, the second time that Mike has subbed in this slot. If you never get to hear Mike on his show on Sunday night or Monday morning, 1 to 3 a.m., called Middle East Coast Mecca, it'll be a great opportunity to see what he throws down here, because he is an excellent DJ. So check him out at 7 o'clock, and like I was saying, we're going to have some funky music here on Global Agogo up until then. The Funk Arc from D.C., Power Struggle, right here on Global Agogo. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello. This is Charles. David and I invite you to join us every Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m. for the Motherland Influence, where we bring you the best in classic and contemporary African, Latin, and Caribbean sounds here on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Hello, hello, hello.
Are you listening, Mr. President? Open your ears.
Mr. President.
Mr. President.
Mr. President.
Mr. President.
Mr. President. Now all your weapons.
Mr. President.
My destruction.
Mr. President.
I won't swallow.
Mr. President.
Your concoctions, yeah.
Mr. President.
I can tell.
Mr. President.
From your eyes.
Mr. President.
Oh, you feed me.
Mr. President.
Your lies.
Mr. President.
Fill your pockets.
Mr. President.
With black gold.
Mr. President.
Turn your feet back.
Mr. President.
What you saw.
It's three bands that are working right in the intersection of Nigerian Afrobeat and American funk. That was the Budos Band from Staten Island, New York, Ride or Die from their second album. And before that, the Soul Jazz Orchestra from Ottawa, Canada. And I've been touting their album Rising Sun as one of my favorites of 2010. That one, that track, we're going back to their previous record, also from 2007, called Freedom No Go Die. We heard Mr. President. And we started off the set with the Funk Arc and Power Struggle. That's a band from D.C. that's appearing here in Richmond tonight at the Capitol Ale House on a bill with Biorhythmo. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on the mighty, mighty WRIR, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And Mike Kometic is in the house to fill in for Christian on this modern beat. He's going to be up on the Wheels of Steel here in about 7 minutes. After him, What the Fontaine with Fontaine at 9 o'clock, and Midnight Solstice with DJ Pari and Mr. Felty at 1. Frenetic Friday with Anna C. From 1 to 3, this and every Friday evening or Saturday morning. And all of our great programming you can hear 24 hours a day, you can check out the schedule for it on our website, www.wrir.org. Just click on schedule. Thanks for bringing me into your life here again this week. I've had a blast. Hope you have had as well. And I will be back next week. A tout à l'heure. And let's go out with a couple more funky tracks. This is a new single from Ray Lugo. He's the band leader of a group called Cocolo Afrobeat Orchestra in New York. And this is out as a single. Like I said, he told me that they're going to be doing a full-length album before the end of the year. And he calls this side project of his Ray Lugo's LES Express. That stands for Lower East Side. And on this track, the featured guest vocalist is Roxy Ray from Australia. She's fantastic. Young soul singer out of Australia. She's in a band down there called Dojo Cuts, who are really good. And this song is called If It Ain't True, and then we're going to go out with a cover of a song that probably all of you know, but done by a Brazilian band. And again, hope you've enjoyed the show. Stay tuned for a special edition of This Modern Beat with Mike Kometic coming up next.
Down.